I know this is random, but do you have any idea what your sandwich personality is? Okay, maybe not sandwich personality, but what's your favorite sandwich? It's something I think about a lot. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but yeah. Do you know what your favorite sandwich is? Share with me. I'm looking for recipes to try out. Hi readers, welcome to Something Bookish. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka your podcast mistress. On this podcast, I talk about all things books and reading, from book lists to reviews, musings, tips and tricks, and the occasional guest chat. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Oh, wow, that intro was going so well. And then I realized in my head I was sounding strange. Anywho, think of this space as a virtual lounge, but for bookish people who are very chill and cool and cultured, obviously. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the dark side. And if this isn't your first time listening to the podcast, hey, how you doing? This is the 59th episode of the Something Bookish podcast. And on this episode, I'm chatting with a bookstagrammer, an avid reader. I mean, if you check out her page, it's just beautiful to look at. Like, you're there for the books, but you're going to chill for just the general sexy vibe of her feed. Honestly, I don't know how she does it, but we talk about books and her running a bookish business and just the highs and the lows of creating content. Yeah, that's what we talk about on the podcast. And I don't want to make this intro so long because the chat is very interesting. So I'm just going to get to it. So let's talk books, shall we? Hi Farida, welcome to Something Bookish.
Thank you, Amin. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Wow, when you say it's an honor, I'm now afraid. What did you hear?
I've always admired the Something Bookish podcast. So yeah, it is an honor. Like, I've always wanted to be, on it, and yay, finally I am. So yeah, that's why it's an honor.
Awesome. Okay. Well, it's also my honor to have you on the podcast because you are doing amazing things on
Oh,
book space.
thank you. Who are you? Who are you, honestly?
Really.
I mean, you
Okay,
are
so
so
no, you are saying something.
I said you are a president, like we all say you
Haba.
are. Yes.
Haba. Haba. I consider myself more of a cheerleader for everybody.
Both. Okay. I go with both. You're a president and our cheerleader. We are both.
Okay, all right. So, well, I did say welcome, Farida, but if you can just use style to introduce yourself and what you do outside of Bookstagram.
Okay, so I'm Farida. I'm from Niger State. I'm a mechanical engineer and
Okay.
I have a master's in aeronautics, more
Jesus.
specific technologies, but mostly my work right now is more concentrated on the mechanical aspect. So I go to sites, I visit, I supervise the work that is being done, give reports. So yeah, that's what I usually do outside of Bookstagram.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I had an idea of what you did, but I did not know the, like, damn. Okay. Do you wear like them strong hats?
Pudding?
Do you wear those hats? Or is
Oh
that only
yeah.
construction workers?
Yeah, the
Okay, you wear
high
the hats, yeah.
heel toes,
Yes.
yeah. Yeah, I do.
Wow. Nice. That's so nice. Do you know you should
Chris.
actually do like You should do like a photo shoot wearing that and then like holding your books. So we have like a woman of many talents type stuff.
Yeah, I think I
Yeah,
should do
that's so
that.
cool.
My mom and I recently saw a pre-wedding picture where the groom was wearing, I can't remember what profession. I think it was a police, and then it was with a nurse, and then she was, wearing the nurse's outfit, and he was wearing, his
Nice.
police from. And I showed it to her and I was like, oh, maybe when I'm getting married, I should do the same thing. I should wear. And she was like, oh, you have to wear your hard hats. And I was like, yes, I have to do that. So
yeah. Yeah, that's so cool. Okay.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And what can you remember your earliest reading memory?
Oh my God. I do remember, but then I think I do remember more my mom reading to me. And I remember it was a book where it was personalized with my name in it. And then there was a lion. Oh. I know I loved Lion King. And I remember, I think it was an aunt that gave us the book. And it was, you know, bedtime stories. And, you know, with our names incorporated into it. You know, those ones that where you customize. And it was just, yeah, I think that's my earliest recollection of, you know, of reading. But yeah, even though it was of my mom reading to me, but that's my earliest. And
oh, that's so sweet. You actually come from a reading household.
Yeah,
that's
I
nice.
Do. Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then, well, engineering, that means you were a science student. You didn't wait, did you keep reading? Did you ever take like reading breaks?
Or no,
the books have always been a part of your life.
Yeah, they've always been a part of my life because I felt, you know, sometimes, you know, with sciences, yeah, they're daunting, you know, they're exhausting. So
yeah.
Reading, especially romance, you know, it was just that break that I always needed. Even during exams, you know, I would always read because that was just what I needed to calm me down when I was, you know, nervous, anxious about so many things, about passing and all of that. So yeah. Reading has always been, you know, my go-to comfort. It calms me. So yeah, I've never really taken a break from reading.
That's so nice. Me, I took a break from reading because most of my studying had to do with literature. So
okay.
I think the overanalyzing of text all the time, I took a long break. I think like 5 years where I didn't read much. I can't really mention what I read, but like I wasn't reading as much as I used to, just to clear my head. And that's why I'm such a big advocate of very relaxed review styles. Like if anybody wants to just post, oh, this book was nice, like that's fine.
I think I've been struggling with that. That's why I've not really been posting so much, because I feel like, oh, you know, it needs to be a bit more formal. But I guess, you know, I need to let loose a bit and just, you know,
because you know that most of your followers are aside aesthetics, they are coming to your page, and then when they see a book that catches their eye, they look at what you thought about it. If you liked it, what they're looking for is your general vibe. Did you like the book or not?
That's very,
I mean, we shouldn't be putting pressure on ourselves really to be doing New York Times review stuff.
Very true.
Because once I identify my book siblings or book twins on social media, I don't even bother. I read like the first or like the conclusion of their caption, just to know if they liked it. If they liked it, I'm like, okay, I have an idea. Because I like to go into books blind. So I don't want to read too much yet before reading.
I get that,
Okay. So now that we've entered Bookstagram already, how did you discover Bookstagram, and what inspired your own page? Not your page. What inspired you to start one? Because God damn it, your page is lovely.
Oh, thank you so much. I love your page as well. I don't even know how I stumbled upon Bookstagram, but I think it was a few months after I had started what, you know, we now know as Bookstagram, because I remember on my personal page, you know, I post about books that I was reading, you know, and I wasn't getting a lot of engagements, and I wasn't too happy about that. And I was like, oh, maybe I should just open a page and dedicate it solely to books. And that's how it started. It started off, you know, in January of 2020, you know, when we had no idea that, you know, COVID was coming. And opened it, and then, you know, a few of my friends from my personal page followed, and that was it. You know, I had just, you know, about, I think at most like 50 followers. And then by June, I can't remember what happened. I don't even know whose page I discovered, and I was like, oh, so there's a whole community out there. Started following, you know, people that she was following. I think it was my friend Fiona, but I'm not too sure who it was. And that was how I discovered Bookstagram. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I was so happy. I still remember that vividly. Like I remember that what I not what I was wearing, but I remember the position that I was in. I know I was seated and I was like, oh, okay, this is amazing. And I just started following a lot of accounts. I was like, yes. Finally, you know, something, you know, that I can enjoy on this, you know, side of social media. So yeah,
Oh, that's
that's how
so cool.
I did.
And since you joined, like, what has been the best and the worst parts of Bookstagram for you?
I think the best parts are, you know, the people. Like I've met so many people from all corners of the world. Like the conversations that I have with people, I check, you know, it's been amazing. So I think that's the, and then I have discovered a lot of books. That's been amazing as well. Disadvantage is I think sometimes the pressure to post constantly, you know, with the algorithm, you know, you just have to keep posting, you know, if you want more followers and all of that. So at some point I had to tell myself, okay, I'm not doing that for followers. I'm just doing it to share my love for reading. So at some point, and I think this year I've kind of taken a step back to kind of re-understand why I started Bookstagram and why I post more. That's why, you know, sometimes I post, sometimes I don't. So I'm trying to ease more into it and not let the pressure get to me.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's actually very important because it's so easy to burn out. And when you start helping, you start helping Mr. Zuckerberg to be checking algorithms and stuff. One day you're just like, but why am I even
Yeah, but
stressed?
why?
Why am I actually stressed? It's not like I'm making money from
You're
this. So
not
what's going
me
on?
from, you know, the most you can get is a book, you know, that you might not even enjoy. So
That's true. Oh my goodness, that really pisses me off. Cause I saw a post on Twitter. One lady, Caucasian, she shared, she took a screenshot of someone's page. The person is just up and coming, Bookstagram. She took a picture of the page and she's like, this is what pisses her off about people joining the book community. They just come with their shitty camera, and picture quality, and just think they can just make it in the book community. And I was just shocked by
Make
the
it.
person's thought process through that tweet. Because if we're going to be telling people start where you are, or you know, just do whatever makes you happy, just do it. You're not hurting anyone. And then this person is here saying if your picture quality is not great, don't post. I almost wanted to ask this person, like, okay, so you now that you have DSLR quality of pictures, did Penguin give you an endorsement deal? Like, what do you have
Oh
to
my
show for it?
terrible.
I
Yeah,
mean,
how
people
do
are
you think
so.
you encourage people to read or to post about, you know, their love for reading? You can't do that.
Oh, human
No, that's
beings, I
terrible.
can't deal. I really can't deal. Anywho,
No.
so if you could give, if you could share just one tip to anybody who wanted to start or transition their Instagram into a Bookstagram page, what would you tell them?
Wow, okay, that's a bit of a lot because I feel like one, I would say just ease into it. Just start with one post. Just post, you know, oh, okay. Even if it's a review, it's not a review. Oh, okay, it's a picture of a book, you know, a book stack. Just start. Like that's what's the most important, I think. That's my
Don't
advice.
overthink it.
How I say, yeah, don't overthink it. That don't ever overthink it because it's to
Nice.
be honest, it's not worth it if you overthink it. It's just you're just
True.
adding more to yourself, and I mean, with everything that is going on in the world, you actually do not need more stress in your life. So just you know, just put to one to. You don't even
Amen
have
to
to
that.
write, and just post a picture.
That's it, actually. That's actually the
Yeah.
best tip one can actually give to anybody starting. So important. Okay, so you don't have just your own Bookstagram page. You also have like a business bookstagram page. Can you share a little bit about that?
Oh, okay. So, business page is Serene Box. So this came about, I think, in 2021, 2021. So that was like a year after I joined Bookstagram, and I was seeing a lot of the book community outside of Nigeria, and I saw what we had, and I wanted to replicate that bookish community where you could get a lot of quirky things and book boxes, and I wanted reading to be fun, and that's just how it came about. And the name, I think it came from Serenity. That's where it came from. A cousin of mine, she suggested that name, and she was like, "Oh, reading can be fun, it's calming and all of that." And I was like, "Oh, okay, Serene Box," because I wanted, if people receive, those boxes, they feel that sense of calmness, that joy, that peace. So that's why it's called Serene Box. So I try
And that's
to
actually, that,
book for people,
sorry.
books can't find in Nigeria, and then bookish gifts as well.
I like that you chose a name that it's not overly bookish, so that so many other things can be incorporated in the box, or you can do a box for someone who is not as bookish also. I think that was very smart.
I've done that a few times for a few people as well.
Okay, and I know how difficult it is to do any business in this part of the world, but
My God.
bookish wise, what have you encountered the most? Aside shipping, because I know that's everybody's problem.
The shipping cost
Shipping.
is, oh my God, outrageous. Like I think every 2 weeks the fees just keep increasing, and it's really hard to keep up. What's tough for me, I think, is it's people understanding what Serene Box is more about. So a lot of people, we started with a book subscription, so it was a bit difficult for people to kind of understand, okay, each month, you get this book, that book, you get a box. So it was a bit difficult for people to understand. But with time, that I've kind of shifted away from that book subscription to just, okay, if you want a gift box for a friend, or for a Christmas, for anything, for any occasion, we're available and you can contact us. So yeah, that's been what we've been doing most recently. So it's the book subscription part that was the most difficult.
Honestly, I feel like if we have more people like ourselves, that model will really work. Because as much as we have readers in this part of the world, well, it's not yet keyed into as a lifestyle yet.
True,
For instance, can you remember that time this Handmaid's Tale, the woman's second book, The Testament, was coming out? Like, people were queuing in the middle of the night
I
to
remember. Oh my
read.
God,
I don't think, even if the book
other lady,
was
I
free,
can't remember. Sarah
I don't
J.
think
Maas,
we'll have
I think
that
one
here.
of her books as well, when it was coming out, the whole hype, I think it was last year, January.
What we're going make at this point, I feel like is the problems we're facing in the country. We have just too many issues.
So yeah, we
Or
have too
what do
much.
you think?
How do I actually? I don't. So, I mean, okay. So from my experience here, yeah, that also contributes. But then we don't, like you said, we don't have a reading culture. And when people don't read for pleasure, when people see you reading, they think, oh, you have an exam. Even if it's that they can read the title of the book and know that, okay, this is not a book that is not an academic book, and they can literally read it. And then you still ask, you, oh, are you do you have an exam? And you still look at them, huh? So so people associate reading with academia. That's just it. Most of the time, that's what they do. And a lot of people also assume people that read a lot are very smart, and that might not necessarily be the case.
I pity them.
So, there's that. So I think that's one of the downsides as well. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I hope I'm doing my best on how we can help, maybe to continue with the younger generation. Maybe
Yeah.
we'll pick it up there, because those of us that are already old are, well, already old. We'll work it into young people's brains to
They
get
are
back into
reading.
the game.
I've discovered that they are reading, but they are reading more on their phones. Like my sister, but she's always on her phone, but she's reading. But I feel like I want them to, I want to at least see her with a
Swipe
book.
pages. Yeah.
Yes. But they are reading.
We'll get there. We'll
Yeah,
get
we'll
there
get
eventually.
there, yeah.
Okay. So I asked you to prepare five books that you would like to recommend and one book that just wasn't for you recently. Are you ready to share them?
Yeah, I think I am. I mean, five
I
books, I don't think, five books is
know,
enough.
I know, I know. It's
But
small. No.
yeah, it's small. These are
But for
some
this
of
moment in time, in
them.
2023, in
In
this at this
20.
moment, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I have a few, the five that you
Okay.
asked for. So I think the first one, I know this will not come as a surprise to anybody, is 40 Rules of Love by Elif
Down, down,
Shafak.
down.
I know it's always first on the list. I tried to put it at last, but I was like, let me just start with it. Second is Beautiful World, Where Are You by Sally Rooney. I know you don't like this
Okay.
book, but I absolutely love
Hey, it
it.
as long as you like it, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I know. The this book was when I started reading it, I was like, oh, what's this book about? Like, it's boring. And then I almost gave up on it, but then halfway, I can't remember what happened. And I was like, okay, this
Halfway,
makes
Farida,
sense.
halfway.
I know halfway, like it was because it took me almost a month to finish that book. And
Just
then
look at it.
to get to half. And then when I read, when I reached that point where I started enjoying it, I read it in one night and I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic.
Wow.
So that's why, I've been on it for a very long time. Like, this is a very good book. So the third book
Okay.
is Things We Do Not Tell the People We Love by Huma Qureshi.
Oh.
It's my favorite book last year. And I think it resonated so much with me last year because, I was in a relationship, but there were things that I wanted to say like desperately and I could not. Like every time I wanted to say, I would just keep quiet. And it wasn't just the romantic relationship, other relationships as well. So I was like, oh my God, this mirrors so many aspects of my life, at that moment. And then, you observe people around you and you see that sometimes they do want to say some things, but for peace to reign or for whatever reason that they have, they just keep quiet. So I was like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. And fourth on the list is Cleopatra and Frankenstein by Coco Mellors. Oh my God, this book,
Oh, I saw you
yeah,
posting about this Google.
it's amazing. Like you need, if you love dysfunctional relationships, you need to read this book. I mean, he's an older guy. He was in his 40s. She was in, they met in the even the first time that they met, you could tell like it was going to be amazing. The chemistry was perfect. But then, over time, the age difference, obviously their lifestyles were completely different, so they clashed. Yeah, but it was an amazing book.
Would you recommend the audio? Did you listen to the audio? Because you know I'm an
No,
audiobook
I
lover.
read. I've not. No, I
Okay,
don't
you
listen.
read.
Audiobooks, I listen to more nonfiction. I think the only
I
book
know. I've not yet turned you over. Don't
is
worry, soon.
this romance book that you recommended last year.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Oh my God, I
Aha.
absolutely loved it. It was one of my favorite as well.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah. So final book is A Spell of Good Things by Ayobami Adebayo. Oh my God.
Nice,
That
nice,
book,
nice.
I think so far it's my favorite book of the year. And the way she
Oh.
depicted, yeah, I mean, with us that are in Nigeria, we know, okay, when you start reading it, things will unfold. But then it's the way that it's written that, okay, you
Yeah.
know how unfold, but then you're still surprised, and then it's written so wonderfully. It was just, is one of the best depictions of Nigeria that I've read in a
It
really
was
long
very
time.
raw.
Yeah. So, yeah, honestly, she and I'm so happy that it's been long
Long
listed.
listed for the Booker.
Hopefully,
Woo!
gets to win. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, it was an amazing book. And
My own is not even about her winning. My own is that she'll get to sell a lot of copies. Because, you know, there are some people that are always waiting for, you know,
is there a
books
prize money
with.
for the Booker
I
Prize?
mean, there's a prize money, yeah. But it's
Okay.
like being long listed is like massive publicity.
True, that's very true.
Because you
You
have a
know,
lot of people in the bookish world who
yeah,
like are waiting for books
for
with
such
prestige, in
people to
quotes,
read.
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really happy for her, to be honest. Can't
Oh,
wait to read
that's
more books. So yeah, those are my five, recommendations at the moment.
awesome.
And
Okay.
so you asked for a book that I read recently that didn't work for me, even though it's a DNF, it's The Three of Us. But I can't remember the author, to be honest, and I did
I'm
not like
sorry.
it.
I'm sorry,
Yeah,
I'm laughing.
I can't remember. Oh, I know, I feel a bit bad, but
Nah,
I
that's okay.
liked it when I
That's okay.
started reading it, and it was just, sometimes I do like the mundane, like, especially, considering I loved Beautiful World Where Are You, so I thought, I might like it, but then it was just not going anywhere, and I felt like, I was it was if I did continue reading, I would, it would drive me into a slump. I was like, nah, I can't. So that did not work for me.
DNFing is always tough. I always admire people who
It
DNF books because you have to
and
keep it moving.
DNF like two books. Yeah, so it was really tough to do that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. The book eventually will find its own readers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Now that you've shared your recs, is there anything you want more from your reading life? Is there anything, how should I want, like, what are you looking for, like, looking forward to in your reading life? Not Bookstagram, your reading life in general.
I just want a great book, honestly. I think that's just what. I don't know if I want any. I just want a great book, a compelling book that, that once I start reading it, I can just finish it in one sitting. I think that's just what I want more of, because I feel like
Yeah.
it's, I don't know, that's why I feel like that's why I've not been reading a lot of, new books, newer books, because they're not as compelling as the older books. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if it's the editors, the publishers. I don't know, that keep pushing a lot of books out there, but a lot of books are not as compelling as, some books.
Okay, but like when you're picking the books, like what do you look out for? Is it the cover, synopsis? Do you read blurbs?
I don't read blurbs, I read synopsis. So I like, I
Okay.
don't like I go into a book blind. I like to know, okay, what's happening, because sometimes I even as I'm reading, I do go back and read. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is what the book is about. I don't like reading. I don't like going in blind. I like to know the cover. Sometimes, yeah, I do buy books for their covers, but mostly the synopsis. Mostly,
Okay.
yeah.
Damn, yours is even more painful because me, I go in blind. So whatever I see, I just take it there. But you, that means
I
like
don't know.
you've had a lot of catfishing experiences with
Yeah,
these books.
I
Oh
have.
dear. Oh dear. Sorry
Yeah.
about Oh gosh. Okay. Well, yeah, I think we've come to the end of the interview. I have asked everything I wanted to ask, and you've given five recommendations for people to go and read. We always like
Yes.
an episode of recommendations. Do you have any final words for? No, there was something I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Bookstagram Nigeria.
Yeah.
Like, do you think there's anything that can be done
Okay.
to put ourselves more out there? Right now, do you think like the Nigerian Bookstagram community is doing enough? What would you like to see more of?
I mean, okay. feel like we're doing, I think we're, I feel like we're doing a lot. So I don't know
Yeah.
if, I feel like, okay, I don't know. I think it's the publishers that I feel like need to recognize us more and value us more. I feel like they're not taking us seriously. So I'm talking about the publishers in Nigeria. I feel like they're taking advantage of Bookstagram Nigeria. I feel like they're more concentrated outside. You know, they would rather their books outside, and I feel like they should concentrate a bit more
On the home
at home
front.
on the home front rather than out, because I feel like a lot of us are there, we're available, you know, we're willing to, you know, to read some of their books, you know, to help them promote it most especially, because I think the only downside for us is that we have, you know, shitty logistics, and that's why a lot of
True.
publishers able
True.
to send books down here. If not, I feel like we would definitely be more on the map. So I feel like a lot of publishers here need to, you know, take advantage of the fact that we're here. It's cheaper for them to send books to us, you know, rather than, you know, sending them abroad. So I feel like if they do that, then maybe other publishers outside as well might say, oh, okay, you know, that might actually push us more and say, okay, let's send more books to people. They might collaborate, you know, with some of these publishers and say, okay, we're sending, or with the bookstores, you know, with what Roving Height has been doing recently, you know, they can send more books as well. So I feel like,
I feel you. Publishers are really not taking advantage of Bookstagrammers. It pains me.
it pains me as well.
Hi. Okay. Well, hopefully this time next year the conversation is different.
Hopefully,
Hopefully.
hopefully. Yeah, fingers crossed. I think it's gotten better in the past few years, especially in the past 1 year. So yeah, there is room for improvement.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers
Okay,
crossed.
so yes, we have definitely come to the end of the interview. Do you have anything you'd like to plug in?
I don't even know if I have anything I want.
Promote
No, I don't have anything.
yourself, Arida. Don't be shy.
Oh, you can find me at the Ewom. I post a lot of books, especially historical fiction. I love historical fiction, and you can find some recommendations there.
Awesome. I mean, I was going to add your name everywhere to this post, but thank you for plugging yourself in. Yeah.
Thank you for
This
having
has
me.
been so much fun.
Thank
Yay.
you. Go on.
That's it, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to read or hear any comments or feedback you have, and you can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Lip Gloss Mafia. That's LipGlossMafia. Subscribe now or follow so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is available on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you enjoyed this podcast, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, rate and leave a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. And you know, shares and reviews are my love language. Yay! Thanks in advance. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye.